Hello, how there? You're welcome to The New Breed. I'm Olumide Emmanuel. This audio program is brought to you courtesy of Olumide Emmanuel Foundation. We have a vision to raise 10 million new breed of Nigerians without greed that will bring about the emergence of a new Nigeria. Nigeria is no doubt a great nation with great potentials, but we are yet to see the manifestation of those potentials. While growing up as a young boy in this country, I kept hearing that we are the leaders of tomorrow. Almost 50 years later, I'm still hearing that the youth are the leaders of tomorrow, and yet we are not seeing the young people doing what needs to be done and occupying positions that needs to be occupied. Leadership is no doubt one of our major problems in Nigeria. Corruption is also no doubt one of our major problems in Nigeria. However, with a new breed without greed, we can see a new Nigeria emerging. I believe in the emergence of a new Nigeria, but I believe that foreigners will not bring about that new Nigeria. I believe that in order for us to see that new Nigeria, new Nigerians must arise. And that's what the new breed is all about. It's about raising millions of people through the secondary school, going from school to school, equipping and empowering them in the area of finance, relationship, and leadership, so that they can rise up with values and virtues that will help bring about that new Nigeria. A look at the state of things in our nation today shows that things are really in a bad shape. As a matter of fact, when you look at the statistics of things in our country, it's very scary. But I want you to know that it may be scary, but it's not hopeless. In 1980, only 25% of Nigerians live below the poverty line. By 2007, we had over 78% of Nigerians living below the line of poverty. By 2011, it was almost 90%, and today, you can guess the statistic. Nigeria has been reputed to be at the top in many negative tables. We are called the most religious nation on earth, yet we are also one of the most corrupt nations on earth. How can we be the most religious and yet also be one of the most corrupt, except for the fact that there is a possibility that what we call religion is really not religion and it's not helping us, because people seem to be religious, but they seem not to be experiencing conversion that will make them a world changer. We are said to be the happiest people on earth, yet we are one of the poorest people. How can we be poor yet happy? Are we not suffering and smiling like the late songwriter Fela Anikulapo Kuti sang, suffering and smiling? Listen to me. In 1970, we were the 48th richest and most developed nation of the world. But we went down to the 178th in the 90s, and we are still struggling till today. In 2007, we became the 37th largest economy and one of the top 10 fastest growing economies in the world, due to the oil boom and other factors. Yet, we were the 138th on the standard of living index and the 25th poorest nation. Why? How can we have so much wealth and be suffering in the midst of so much wealth? Something needs to change. A new breed needs to arise. During the time when Nigeria was still part of the American Visa Lottery, we were number 2 next to Bangladesh on the Visa Lottery application table, as our brain drain has become the brain gain of developed nations. Almost every young person in Nigeria wants to run away. Andrew checked out in the 80s. We seem to have come back to a time when everybody, from Andrew to Peter to Shehu to Musa, wants to check out. The United Nations have defined living below $2 a day as poverty, and living below $1 a day is defined as extreme poverty, and that is where over 80% of Nigerians live. Nigeria has an estimated population of over 170 million people, out of which over 70% of them are young people under the age of 30. So we have great potential. The human capital is being underutilized and wasted. Millions of young people in Nigeria are unemployed, while those that are employed are underemployed. At large, there is no better job in view, and promises upon promises upon promises are being released but not being fulfilled. We have almost 100 universities in Nigeria today, as at my last count, 27 federal universities, 32 state universities, 34 plus almost 39, 40 private universities. Among the 93 to 100 universities that we have in our country today, we have just about 200,000 admissions available per year. Meanwhile, over 1 million applicants are available every year, with over 500,000 joining them from secondary school annually. No wonder millions of Nigerians are now schooling abroad and enriching other nations with foreign exchange, while our own educational system is nowhere to be found. For years now, the failure rate of students in the West African Secondary School Examination, WAEC and WASC, General Certificate Examination, GCE, and other examinations have been in the decline. It started with 60% failure to 80% failure, then to 90% failure, especially in mathematics and English. This is the result of the state of our education plus the hopelessness of our young people. I believe a new breed of Nigerians are rising up. After over 50 years of independence, Nigeria is still a mono-economic nation with dependence on oil. We have abandoned and neglected other sectors that can generate as much, if not more, revenue than oil. Agriculture, entertainment, real estate, solid minerals, tourism, manufacturing, entrepreneurship and intellectual property, science and technology, ICT. Our major crude oil customers are already looking for alternatives to oil. As the work on biofuel is growing and many other African nations are discovering oil, while we have vandals and all kinds of theft going on with our pipelines and with our oil, if the alternative to oil surfaces in the next 10 years, our oil boom will definitely become our oil doom. And the question will be, what next? Corruption, mismanagement, and neglect of other sectors have brought us to where we are today. And in order for us to see a change, there has to be the emergence of a new Nigerian. I believe that we need a new Nigeria. And I believe that new Nigeria is possible. And I believe that new Nigeria will happen. But for it to happen, the new Nigerians, who I call the new breed, must arise and play their part in bringing about that new Nigeria. What does this new Nigeria look like? I want to share with you right now on the 15 components of the new Nigeria I see and desire. Number one, it is a new Nigeria with a clear national vision and citizenship participation, where we have a clear vision of where we are going as a nation, and where every citizen of this country understands that vision and is willing to play their part in making sure that that vision becomes a reality. Number two, a Nigeria with visionary leaders with good character and competence. It's not just enough to be a good leader. You need to have character and you need to have competence. You need to have capacity. You need to have courage. And you need to have the culture to help us get into that next level that we need to get into. Number three, a new Nigeria with security and value for life. It's not a secret that the value of the Nigerian life today is almost as useless as that of an animal, as people are being killed right, left, and center, and security agencies and the government seem to be powerless in the face of all the insecurities that we see in our nation. I believe that that new Nigeria will be a place where security and value for life will be top-notch. Number four, a Nigeria that is free from corruption, ethnicity, and religious divide, where everyone will be a Nigerian, not only when football is being played, but we will be Nigerians, not Igbo, Yoruba, or Hausa, not Muslims or Christians, but a Nigeria at every point in time. Number five, a Nigeria with uninterrupted power supply. Isn't it amazing that in the 21st century, we are still behaving like people in the Stone Age that lack understanding of how to create power? Generator has become the power that many people have grown to know. And many people are amazed how that they go to other countries and lights seem to be more regular than they have ever imagined in their life. Nigeria can get to that place where instead of wasting billions of dollars to create power that we never see, power will truly be seen in every part of our nation. Number six, a Nigeria with good rural and urban roads. When I travel all over the world, hardly will you be able to call a place a village in America, in Canada, in Europe, or even the UK or Australia. Not because they don't have villages, but anytime you go into a village, the road in the village and the road in the city is the same. There's light in the village, there's light in the city. There's electricity, there's internet, there's everything. So there's really nothing to go and do in the city because the village has almost everything that the city needs, except that is a smaller place in size. Number seven, in Nigeria, with world-class multiple transportation sector, listing and listing well, this is not rocket science. We have water, yet we don't have water transportation. We have landmass, yet we don't have rail transportation. Why are we where we are? It's because a new Nigeria must emerge. So the Nigeria that I see, number eight, is a Nigeria with a world-class educational sector, where you go to school and you'll be glad and proud to be associated with your school, and you'll be proud to read and study because everything around you is motivating you to do so. Number nine, a Nigeria with a world-class health sector, where people will not be running to India, South Africa, America, Europe in order to be healed or in order to do little surgery. Where Nigeria will really be a place where we don't need to fly people out and spend foreign exchange in other countries instead of people being taken care of in our country. Number 10, a Nigeria that creates jobs and an enabling environment for young entrepreneurs. It is not the government's job to create jobs. The job of the government is to create an enabling environment for small businesses to thrive, because it is small businesses that grow the economy anywhere in the world. And I see that new Nigeria emerging. Number 11, a new Nigeria where accountability and prudence is a national culture, where everywhere you go, in every ministry, in every parastatal, everyone is prudent and everyone is accountable, and corruption is nowhere to be found. Number 12, a Nigeria where democracy is truly democratic, where democracy is the government of the people, by the people and for the people, and not the government of the few, by the few and for the few. Number 13, a Nigeria with a strong economy and strong currency. Number 14, a Nigeria with low rate of inflation, interest rate, currency exchange rate, and poverty. And finally, a Nigeria with diversified economy, and not a Nigeria that is just oil dependent. In order for this to be a reality, we all have to make a commitment to be a part of the new Nigerian that will make that a reality. There are 10 commitments that everyone listening to me right now needs to make. If you are going to be a part of this new Nigerian, these are 10 commitments that you need to make. Number one, you need to make a commitment to make a positive impact wherever you go. You need to make up your mind that from today, anywhere you go, you will make a positive impact. Anywhere you go, you will make a positive impact. That is a commitment you must make. Number two, you must make a commitment to be a role model at all times. That from today, anywhere you go, you will be a role model. You'll be an example. You'll be a man, a woman, a boy, a girl that is worthy of emulation. Number three, you'll be a solution and not a problem. You make a commitment that from today, everywhere I go, I'm going to be a solution. I'm not going to be a problem. Listen and listen well. If you don't become part of the solution, you have indirectly become part of the problem. Number four, I will do the best and I'll be the best in all that I do. Making a commitment to be the best in all that you do is a commitment that you must make if you are going to be a part of this new breed. You must make a commitment to be the best in all that you do. Number five, you will do the right things at all times. You must make a commitment to do the right things at all times. Whether people are watching you or not, whether people are monitoring you or not, just make it your personal life commitment and value that you will do the right thing at all times. Number six, you will have great value for time. It's time for us to eliminate African time, eliminate Nigerian time, and be punctual. It's time to make sure that you are in the place where you need to be when you need to be there. Being the right place at the right time, doing the right things at the right time. When you have great value for time, then you are becoming part of that new Nigerian. Number seven, you make a commitment to care for and respect people. When you care for people, when you respect people, you will not insult them. You will not steal from them. You will not injure them. You will not hurt them. You will not marginalize them. When you care for and respect people, what you give is what you receive. We'll build a country of cultured people, a country of people that love and care for one another. Number 8, you must make up your mind to establish a positive legacy. You must make a commitment that in this world, you have just one life to live. But this one life you are living, you will establish a positive legacy. You will make sure that you do something that you will be remembered for. You will make an impact in such a way that after you exit, people will still be talking about you. Number 9, you'll be a person of honor and integrity. You make a commitment that I am going to be a person of honor and integrity. Everywhere I go, I'll be a person of honor. Everywhere I go, I'll be a person of integrity. And number 10, you must make a commitment to make your family and nation proud. Make a commitment that this nation, Nigeria, you will make Nigeria proud. The family you come from, you will make them proud. Whatever is the history of your family before now, you can change it by making your family and nation proud as a new breed without greed. Once you make a commitment to be a part of that new breed, you'll be amazed at how together we can make a difference in our nation. It is our vision to go from secondary school to secondary school, from state to state, all over this nation, and raise millions of young people that will be a part of that new breed. Listen and listen well. If you are listening to this CD right now, it means you have an opportunity to be a part of that new breed. I want you to visit our website. I want you to send us an email. I want you to call us and let us know that you would like to be a part of that new breed. And once you make a commitment to be a part of that new breed, then you have to join the New Breed Club. The New Breed Club is a club that is being set up so that we can enroll people into this New Breed Club, and then we can continue to monitor, empower, and equip them with what it takes to be a part of that new Nigeria. As a member of the New Breed Club, it is our commitment to do all we can to help you to meet up and live up to your own commitment so that we can together see the emergence of that new Nigeria. So, join the new breed without greed. Call us, email us, follow us on all our social media platforms, visit our website so that you can join the new breed club. And once you join the new breed club, you will be a part of that new Nigeria. I want us to end right now with what I call the new breed creed. This is the creed for the new breed. So, wherever you are, if you are not driving, I want you to lift up your right hand and repeat after me. I am a new breed. A new breed without greed. I am being raised, empowered, and released. I am a world changer and a history maker. I am a new breed. The media world is waiting. The entertainment world is waiting. The sports world is waiting. The political world is waiting. The world of education is waiting. The financial sector is waiting. The social and spiritual worlds are waiting. The world of science and technology are waiting. I am a new breed. And I'm ready to show up. I am a new breed. I make positive impact wherever I go. I am a role model at all times. I am a solution and not a problem. I'm the best in all I do. I do the right things at all times. I have great value for time. I care for and respect people. I'm establishing a positive legacy. I'm a person of honor and integrity. I make my family and nation proud. I'm a new breed without greed. We are the new breed. We are without greed. All the spheres of human endeavors are waiting for us. So help me God. Wow, if you have repeated that, that is the new breed creed that we all will be living by as we continue to do what we need to do to become a part of the new breed that will bring about the emergence of a new Nigeria. You can call us. Our phone numbers are 0812-640-1099. 0812-640-1099 or 0703-670-4670. 0703 0802-670-4670 or 0802-305-9058. 0802-305-9058 or 0805-267-3673. 0805-267-3673. And you can visit our website. You can visit the foundation's website. It's Olumide Emmanuel Foundation. That's the foundation. So you can go to www.oefng.org. OEFNG.org. That's the foundation's website. And you can join us on all our social media platforms and you'll be glad you did. I believe that if you do your part, we can all see the emergence of that new Nigeria. Till we meet again on any platform, keep your dream alive. Bye-bye.